You cannot manifest what you want if your attention is on what always has been. This is the way things are. You'll hear people say it to you all the time. These are the circumstances of life. Don't you understand? This is reality. Wake up. These are the way things have always been. There's always been poor people. You're one of them. That's just the way it is. And you watch that person, and being poor continues to manifest into their life. If you keep your attention on what always has been, then what always has been is what you'll continue to manifest. As you think, so shall you be. These aren't empty words, folks. This is reality. And the worst and ugliest of all is this. You cannot manifest what you want into your life, no matter what it is, if your attention is on what they want for you, or what they expect for you, or what they tell you are your limitations, or what you can do. Because if your thoughts are on what they want, you cannot put your attention on what you want. What they want will continue to manifest. And you might be in a tribe that always turns left, and all you want to do is make a right turn. And you go to all the tribal elders and you say, look, I just want to make one right turn. And they say, wait a minute. In our tribe, we only turn left. We've always turned left. That's the way this tribe has always been. And so they will have an emergency meeting. And they will convene all of the elders to get you to come to your senses. Jackson Brown is, I think, one of the great poets on our planet. Great singer. He has a song called For a Dancer. In there are words to this effect. He says, just do the steps that you've been shown by everyone you've ever known until the dance becomes your very own, which is what most of us are doing. We're doing the steps that we've been shown by everyone we've ever known, and the dance has become our very own. And later on in the song, he says something to the effect of, into a dancer you have grown from the seed someone else has thrown. Go on ahead and throw some seeds of your own somewhere between the time you arrive and the time you go home. And then the kicker, it always gets to me when I listen to this song. He said, because in the end, there is one dance you'll do alone. And it's like letting go of this tendency to be a dancer, to be doing the steps that we've been shown by everyone we've ever known, and then it becomes our own. And then we pass it on, and we pass it on. To break that chain, we have to shift our attention off of what we don't want and onto what we do want. And this goes for everything. I was at doing a book tour up in Chicago. I get off the airplane, and a woman picks me up, and she's got a doozy of a cold. Like, you know, Snoopy's, as my kids call it, coming out of her nose, onto her dress. I mean, it was, and I was in this little Honda with her for 2 days. And she... So I said to her something to the effect, I can't remember what it was, I know she didn't like it, but I said something to the effect of, oh, it's been 20 years since I've had a cold like that. And she said, oh, that's just what I needed to hear. It's people like you who go around telling us, normal, mortal human beings, that when we have a cold, we should be feeling guilty. She said, I don't appreciate that at all. She said, colds are just things that happen to us. I said, well, I understand that. I said, but I just don't think like you. She said, well, what do you think? I said, well, tell me what you think. You're the one with the cold. She said, well, I think colds are viruses and that they're in the air. And they're going to land on us every once in a while. And when they do, we shouldn't be feeling guilty about it and feeling bad about it and people you like you writing books about it to make us feel worse. I said, look, we're on the same page here. I said, I believe just like you. I think that colds are in the air, and that they're viruses, and that they land on it. She said, well, how come you don't get a cold then? I said, because when they land on me, I talk to them. She said, you talk to viruses? I said, of course. She said, well, what do you say? Well, I say to it, look, you've landed on the wrong immune system. I'm not going to talk about you to anyone. I'm not going to complain about you. I'm not going to give you any attention. And you have no room to flourish on this immune system. You're just not going to do your work here. But there's a lady in Chicago who's waiting for you. Now, you laugh and you think that that's silly, but I'm telling you that when you keep your attention on what you don't want is what will keep manifesting into your life. Addictions have been described as never getting enough of what you don't want or what you despise.